So what exactly are modes? See, modes are understood in two broad categories. One is that they comprise material nature and material existence. Daivi, Esha, Gunmai, Ammaya Durate. So they are the components, the building blocks of material existence itself. That is one understanding of the modes. Another understanding of the modes is that modes are the subtle forces that shape the interaction between matter and consciousness. So modes at one level are the building blocks of matter, and second is modes are the shapers of the interaction of matter and consciousness. So depending on a mode that a person is in, the way consciousness perceives matter, the way consciousness responds to matter, all that is shaped. So in Sattvaguna, I'll perceive things in a particular way. In Rajoguna, I'll perceive things in a different way. Why? What is this? So as I said earlier, modes set up a particular conception of happiness. We perceive things in particular ways. And I give the example that suppose three people are going in a bus and they're sitting in successive windows. And the first person is in goodness, second is in passion, third is in ignorance. And they all look out of the window and they see there is greenery over there. The person in goodness is trying to read a book. Person looks at the greenery and thinks, oh, this bus, you know, it's bumping so much, I cannot read. If I just sit under a tree over here, I can lose myself in the wisdom of this book. The second person is in passion. The person looks at the forest, at the greenery, and remembers the latest romantic movie that he has watched. He thinks, oh, if only I had someone beautiful, I would enjoy this forest. The third person is in ignorance. He's trying to sleep and the bus is bumping. He says, oh, such lush greenery, I could sleep peacefully over here. So the same object, but there's a different perception. Right? Because the modes are, different modes are influencing those people at the same time. So modes, so there's matter, there's consciousness. So matter is the same, the soul is the same. But modes are the subtle forces that shape the interaction between matter and consciousness. So when we are in Rajoguna, at that time, the Rajoguna shapes our consciousness in such a way that we are set up for seeking pleasure through sensual gratification, through basically material things, and that's how Rajoguna leads to the birth of lust. Okay, so thank you very much. If you have any other questions, we can discuss in future classes. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.